Heyo, what's going on, everybody? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Matt Mentley.
Betsy Hayes. Hello, I'm still here.
Still here, hanging out. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. There is so much in this episode to get to.
Episode 5, The Waitress is Getting Married.
The Waitress is Getting Married, and I don't remember this as a classic episode, but once you dig deeper, there is so much.
There is a lot. There's a plot where Dee finds out the waitress is getting married. So Dee is trying to win back this guy.
Brad Fisher, who we see later as well.
While also Charlie's having his whole thing.
Yes.
Where he's trying. So, okay.
What was your initial reaction to the card? Where you're like, oh, waitress is getting married. What's going to happen?
I'm confused because you keep asking me about the card. Do you not know that I read the episode title before I watch the episode?
Oh, I guess that does kind of spoil it a little bit, huh?
Yeah, because I'm not watching it for the first time on TV, unaware of what I'm getting into.
I guess that is true.
Because I'm watching it on Hulu, and I just click, The Waitress is Getting Married. What's this episode about?
That's right. It kind of does take it all away.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, well. But my first note is, ah, The Waitress! I leaned back to yell.
Oh, you were excited for her?
I was just very caught off guard because I was like, oh, Dee with this old high school guy. First of all, we open on Dee just trying on wedding dresses.
Yes.
Which I think is a great scene.
Pathetic and, yeah, everything.
And she's just like, no, I don't like this one. Can you go find that? And then finally the woman who actually is now in a bunch of comedies and I don't remember her name, but she was on SNL.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, I don't think there is a wedding. When is it? And Dee's just like,
grills her.
Yeah, she's just like, in 3 months.
See,
where?
Saltman.
At the church. Where? Down the street. Which church? The one down the street. What's your husband's name? Sam. What does he do? Salt.
Yeah.
He does
sea
salt.
Salt.
Sea salt. He goes down and he brings it up and then we eat it. And so then she meets Brad and he goes, oh, well, I'm here because my fiance's here.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. It's the waitress.
It's the waitress.
And I did not see that coming, even though I did read the title card.
There you go. So we get to, yeah, the gang is like, oh my God, Charlie's going to blow his brains out. We need him to get laid or whatever, I guess.
So Dee comes into the bar and the boys are trying to get rid of a hornet's nest.
Yes.
And Charlie's like, do hornets make honey? Well, I don't know. There might be something in here that they make that I want to eat.
Yeah.
So he's still trying to do it. And Dennis and Matt go back to the bar, and Dee comes in like, can we go into the office? And they're like, why? She's like, it's private. And then Matt goes, that sounds like a whole thing. I'm not into it. Then Charlie hits the thing down, and Dennis is like, let's go into the office.
Yeah, we better get in there. So then we find out Artemis is Frank's booty call, dude.
Yeah, is that, I mean,
you don't like this?
No, I'm not against it.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of like, all right, good for you guys.
Yeah.
You found each other.
I mean, they start off weird, and I don't think it varies.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. So this is the first instance, though, of Frank and Artemis banging, and there is more to come.
Wonderful. Can't wait.
So they're talking about the waitress, and I love it, too, because they don't know her name and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, they're disappointed. They're like, why do we even care about the waitress? You know?
She's ruining our lives.
And Matt goes, she has been nothing but trouble for us. And then Dennis goes, she does not get our sense of humor at all. So Charlie's the only one. So they're like, oh, he's going to blow his brains out. We better.
And the thing is, they all twist it. It's not, oh, we need to save Charlie and protect him. It's,
right.
Oh, it's going to be a whole thing for me if Charlie decides to kill himself. Like, let's not have him do it because it's just going to be
harder.
Dee
doesn't want to do Charlie work and
Charlie work. Yeah. So I just wrote, it's amazing the lengths they go to be selfish.
Yes.
Like, you have an easy, let's help our friend. No. If my friend kills himself, it's going to be harder for me. So that's why.
Exactly.
He can't.
So we go to Charlie trying to smoke hornets out of a box. Not many smart ideas, this Charlie.
No, he's the worst janitor or whatever he even is at this bar.
So they're stinging him in the face. He's like, I'm smoking them up and they're stinging me right in the face. And so the guys are like going to make him an online dating profile.
Yes, because they're trying to distract him.
And this is one of those classic scenes in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia lore.
Which is what?
Well, number one, Charlie has the same opinion as me of online dating.
Which is?
We just don't do it. We hate it. We think it's lame.
You're not the only one. I also hate online dating.
I know, but...
So, whoop-de-doo for you.
It's one of the few things I have in common with Charlie. I don't do glue. I have never written a musical, so I try to find common ground with him.
I don't know anybody that actually likes online dating.
Oh, I will introduce you to many men
who
love Tinder.
No, thank you.
So... Yeah, probably. Actually, not.
Yeah,
I won't do that to you.
Well, yeah, you wanted so this.
So we're gonna do this the profile scene because it's just so fucking good.
Well, not even just like before that. It's not even this scene. It's just every time. So they get him ready for this date. Even before where we were gonna start. Like if we started like up here with Hey Yo, that's kind of the whole thing, and it goes on for a while. Hey Yo, hey what's What are you doing there, buddy? Oh, this is when he's smoking out the bees.
That's the smoke in the hornets out of the thing. And then he goes, they're like, put the box down. He's like, let me pop a quick H on this box so we know it's filled with hornets.
So Charlie, I am who I am. Let's pretend you're not who you are and try and attract a woman.
He's like, I am who I am.
Why would you want the Sherlock Holmes look? Who are you trying to attract exactly?
Intelligent women.
So, all right.
Here's where we'll pick it up.
Let's talk about your likes and dislikes. How about your favorite food? What would that be?
Oh, milk steak.
Hmm? What?
Milk steak.
I'm not putting milk steak. Just put regular steak and then...
Don't put regular steak. Put milk steak. She'll know what it is.
No, she won't know what it is, Charlie. Nobody knows what that is. Okay, all right. What's your favorite hobby?
Magnets. What?
Like making magnets, collecting magnets, playing with magnets.
Just magnets.
I'm going to put snowboarding. We'll just put snowboarding.
I don't really snowboard.
What are some of your likes?
Ghouls.
Son of a bitch. What are you talking about now?
You know, funny little green ghouls go...
What, like in movies and cartoons?
Well, green ghouls, buddy.
Don't write ghouls. I'm not. I'm putting travel. Jesus Christ. What are your dislikes?
People's knees.
Oh, come on, dude. Come on. Bro, you gotta be... You know what? We'll just make it all up. We'll make up the whole thing. We'll doctor the picture. We aren't even gonna use you for this.
Cover up your knees if you're gonna be walking everywhere. So there you go. The whole thing, again, you know, it's just so classic and good.
Their chemistry in that scene is really good as well because it's so quick and it's so funny.
Well, even, I mean, we can go, let's go to the, oh, wait, I do have a note because then we go to D holds up traffic.
That's great. It's so great. So she tries to casually run into Brad.
Yes.
And she just parks her car in the middle of the street and is like, oh, hey, weird running into you like that.
Crazy power play.
I'll say
that. Yeah,
I wrote D is next level.
Yeah.
She's just going crazy. And I like her line, is it a yes or a no? You're kind of holding up traffic.
Yeah, exactly. She does it and basically is like, oh, you know, she did that intentionally to get Brad to say yes right away.
That's genius.
So we got a Frank line here. He goes, do you got any bacon bits? We put them in Artemis's hair and they rain down on her they rain down on her while we bang. And she goes, I feel like a Cobb salad.
Why? I let them have a pass because I don't expect anything less from them.
Yes. Oh, they're weirding it up. It's great.
Yeah, for sure.
So now we get to the date. Charlie's sweating through his shirt. He's eating cheese. How much cheese is too much cheese to eat? Any amount of cheese. It's too much cheese before a date. He's sweating his ball. He's in a pinch. How did he get this date, by the way? Jeez, they must have really doctored that photo.
Yeah, I mean, he's
this
disgusting.
This woman is gorgeous that they meet with.
He's such a mess. Oh my God. And was the date before or after? Well, the bachelorette party that Dee decides to throw for the waitress?
Yeah. Oh, that gets intercut with the date scene, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I have... The waitress went to high school with the gang, which they don't remember.
Yeah, they were
like
in
class. You went to high school with us?
Yeah, same with Brad. Like, all of them were in high school together.
Like, what do you got?
So I wrote, this bachelorette party is incredible because it's just like all their moms.
Oh, Mac's mom, always a welcome appearance for me.
Charlie's
I love Mac's mom. Charlie's
mom,
who's drinking.
Who, I like the reasoning that Dee, like, before they get there, she's like, okay, this is the plan, like... you're going to be terrifying Mac's mom. And then Charlie's mom, like, you don't want anybody to take away your make Charlie unhappy. Yeah. So, like, hoping she'll just, like, sick her.
Yeah.
Basically. And, like, ruin the whole thing. And there's a part where she's like, oh, we were in high school? Oh, that's weird. Well, you are very forgettable. Yes. Is what she says at her bachelorette party. Terrible people.
And then at the end, Charlie's mom does go, stay away from my Charlie boy, and, like, douses D with a drink.
Yeah, she throws it on D, and D's like, you hit the wrong person. Oh, my God. Yeah, so the bachelorette party is a bust, and then we go back to the date.
It actually ends with Frank saying, Artemis and I are going to go get sweaty in a Wendy's bathroom. Okay, so now we get back to the date. He's a full-on rapist.
Full-on rapist.
Philanthropist.
Which is a great joke. I really admire it. It is.
Quick shout-out to Arrested Development, because they did have something similar.
A full-on rapist and philanthropist.
They had analysis put together.
Analyst?
A therapist analysis. A therapy analysis. Anal rapist. Anyways,
anal rapist.
So, similar to that, but still pretty good. Dennis and Mac are trying to help him, and they're no help at all.
No.
And Mac is like, just go, just make a move, man. And Dennis is like, no, dude, absolutely not. And Mac is like, it's a 50-50 proposition. She says yes or she says no. And Dennis is like, it's a 0% proposition, Mac.
Oh, I don't have any more notes except for the very end, so.
All right, so Charlie does sit down, and he's like, all of your best jelly beans, raw. So, yeah, the very end, I did have the end petered out.
Yeah.
And I also had that, yeah, Charlie was
but
like...
But Charlie finally finds out, or he finds out that the waitress is
getting
engaged.
Married. Because somebody said, Dennis says it at the restaurant. He's like, we're just doing this because the waitress is getting married.
Yeah, we're trying to help you.
Yeah.
So then he finds out where Brad lives. He takes him a gift, but he's under the ruse of, oh, no, I really want her to be happy.
Yeah.
I bought you a gift. And then we find out that that guy, Brad, is just dating her and getting married to her so he can break up with her before the wedding because he's getting back at all the girls that were mean to him. And D is his next target because he came back at the end of the bachelor party and was like, I'm in love with you.
Right.
And then, so Charlie's standing there with his present, and he goes, oh, okay, and he hands it to him and walks away, and you see that there's a big H on the box.
The only line I have from that is Charlie was like, oh yeah, they always used to make fun of us in high school. And the guy's like, I guess so. So anyways, what do you think online?
Online?
I mean, on the line. Best line.
Oh, best line. Is it a yes or a no? You're kind of holding up traffic. I don't know. I didn't have a lot of... I mean, I guess that whole scene...
Any amount of cheese before a date is too much cheese is pretty great. It's also profound. And also Dennis is like screaming it in the middle of this fucking restaurant, which is pretty great. I feel like a Cobb salad. I mean, Artemis, I know she comes in hot with every line, but that's pretty fucking hilarious one.
Cover your knees if you're going to be walking around everywhere.
That is the button on that. And that's the thing. Like, should the line be milk steak? Because it's like, that is the funniest.
Little green ghouls.
Or does Charlie just win the episode?
I mean, Charlie definitely wins the episode. Oh, I thought it was going to be D. Because she has a pretty good go at it.
She does.
As well.
She has a great.
Trying to hold up traffic and all that shit.
She's bringing it in this episode, no doubt.
For sure.
I think Charlie wins. I mean, the date scene, it's just like amazing.
Yeah. Don't put regular steak. Put milk steak. She'll know what it is.
She'll know what it is. She'll know what it is. I think too much cheese or I feel like a Cobb salad. Those were the two that kind of fucking really I loved.
I'd rather give it to too much cheese.
All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We got a little Dennis for the line, and Charlie wins the episode. Again, surprisingly great one. Did you have anything else in your notes, or we rock them through?
No, that's rocking, rolling.
All right. Well, let's get to the next one, which is the World Series defense. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
We'll see you around.